98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Oshkosh Police Department is seeking help in locating 59-year-old Frederick L. Ellis. His family is concerned for his safety due to mental health concerns. They've not heard from Ellis since October of last year. Ellis is a homeless man and does not have a current address. He's described as a black male, 5'10" tall, and about 160 pounds. He was last seen wearing a blue hoodie, blue jeans, and black shoes. Anyone with information on Ellis is asked to call the Oshkosh Police Department or the Winnebago County Crime Stoppers. They're called the three U's: the unemployed, the underemployed, and the unhappily employed. There's now a dedicated space on the second floor of the Oshkosh Public Library to help them find employment. It's called the Job Pod. It officially opened its doors Friday. Oshkosh Library Director Daryl Eshty.
The future of this will be positive. I think it's going to make a difference in a community that faces, I think the whole world faces the complications that come from unemployment, underemployment, and I think that this is the kind of thing that a community like Oshkosh should be doing.
The Job Pod, powered by Microsoft, is a space that provides essential tools, training, and expert guidance for job seekers. It's funded through a grant partnership with the Fox Valley Workforce Development. Sarah Pantall is the chairman of their board, and she said efforts like this are vital for those seeking work.
This isn't replacing the work we do. It's enhancing it. It creates another access point for job seekers, especially during evenings, weekends, and holidays when our physical job center locations may be closed. Partnerships like this demonstrate what we already know, that we are stronger and our impact is greater when we work together.
Job Pod, equipped with Wi-Fi, a computer, and career resources provided by the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, is available during regular library hours. See our story at WISS.fm for links and more information. Wisconsin child care centers are facing new questions after the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services threatened to freeze federal funding until states can prove it is being used legitimately. The announcement came in response to allegations of fraud at child care centers in Minnesota, but the freeze would apply to all 50 states. According to the Wisconsin Department of Child and Family Services, a large portion of those federal subsidies go to the Child Care and Development Block Grant Program, which is then used to support the state's child care industry. Inadequate funding for child care has already been a significant issue in Wisconsin, which would only be exacerbated by a federal funding freeze. In addition to a shortage of child care workers, centers across the state are struggling to remain open while the price for families skyrockets. The issue also affects the state's overall economy, as families are forced to decide between paying the high cost of child care or just leaving the workforce. DCFS officials say Wisconsin already has extensive reporting requirements and should be able to comply with any additional federal requirements. The Kaukauna Area School District has narrowed the list of potential names for a new middle school from 255 to 4. Those names are Kaukauna Middle School, Electric City Middle School, Sheldon Niquette Middle School, after a former teacher, and Riverview Middle School. There's one more public hearing session for community members to give their input. It will be tonight at 5:30. The agreement between the City of Appleton and the Hilton Appleton Paper Valley Hotel for management of the Fox Cities Exhibition Center expired on December 31st. But on Thursday, the City of Appleton announced that they had finalized an option to extend the existing agreement through May 1st, 2026. A press release said this will allow more time for ongoing negotiations of a new management agreement. For now, operations at the Fox Cities Exhibition Center will continue as normal. State lawmakers will consider legislation to make statewide ballot referendum questions more clear for voters. The proposed bill would require the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau to provide a plain language summary of any statewide ballot referendum question. The goal is to ensure that voters know exactly what a yes vote or a no vote would do without being confused by technical and legal language. The bill was authored by Republican state lawmakers and has support from voting rights groups like the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and the League of Women Voters. Statewide referendums have become a more frequently used tool by Republican lawmakers seeking to circumvent vetoes by Governor Tony Evers over recent years. It sounds futuristic, but they are here. Driverless vehicles. And a group of Republican state lawmakers have been circulating a proposed bill that would open the road to them. The legislation would establish an autonomous driving safety board and permitting process for driverless cars, as well as regulations covering accidents and alcohol thresholds for human operators. The lawmakers say their goal is to establish Wisconsin as a competitive state in the autonomous vehicle industry, attracting new investments, creating manufacturing jobs, and improving supply chains. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks fall in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks road trip out west ended in a loss, 108-104 in favor of the Nuggets. Head coach Doc Rivers on what bothered him the most about their effort on offense.
I thought our passing was horrific tonight. We had guys wide open, and the balls are down by our ankles, down. I mean, the off-target passing tonight really did us in. I thought we would have generated a ton of threes tonight, but for our passing.
So the Bucks are back in Milwaukee. They host the Timberwolves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers. After losing to the Bears Saturday night in Chicago, Matt LaFleur asked if he's spoken to the new team president, Ed Policy, on whether he'll be back as head coach.
We talked briefly on the plane, and there's going to be a time when we're going to get together either later tonight or tomorrow sometime.
LaFleur stressed he wants to remain in Green Bay, calling it the best job in the NFL. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies to start the work week. It will be a bit on the breezy side with high temperatures in the upper 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with temps holding steady in the low to mid 30s. On Tuesday, a few rain showers with highs near 40.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.